AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Donald Trump has announced on his social media platform that he's been indicted on charges of mishandling classified documents at his Florida estate. Eric Tucker has the background.
The Justice Department goes to Mar-a-Lago to collect what it believes to be the entirety of the classified records. It receives roughly 36, and it obtains information leading investigators to believe that there are yet many more that still remain. In August, specifically August 8th, 2022, the FBI searches Mar-a-Lago and at that point retrieves roughly 100 documents bearing classified markings.
Jackie Quinn reports Trump has been blasting the prosecution while an ethics group is sending praises.
In a New York radio interview, Donald Trump blamed a weaponized Department of Justice and FBI for the classified documents case against him, calling it a disgrace and a political attack. But Noah Bookbinder, a former prosecutor who leads the group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, accuses Trump of compromising the security of the United States. Bookbinder says Special Counsel Jack Smith showed that no one is above the law.
In other news, President Biden is condemning a wave of state legislation curbing the rights, visibility, and access to health care for LGBTQ plus people.
We have some hysterical and, I would argue, prejudice people who are engaged in all what you see going on around the country. It's an appeal to fear.
In vowing,
we are not relenting one single second to make sure that they're protected.
Wall Street's now in a bull market. The S&P 500, 20% above the bottom hit last October. Jobless claims up and mortgage rates easing from a seven-month high. This is AP News. A surprise decision from the Supreme Court. The justices rejecting a Republican-led effort to weaken the Voting Rights Act. Sagar Magani has details.
The High Court has affirmed a lower court ruling that found Alabama likely violated the act with its congressional map. In a state where more than one in four residents is black, the map has just one majority black seat out of seven congressional districts. Alabama and Louisiana will now have to redraw the maps to boost black representation. It's a surprise because the Supreme Court allowed Alabama to use the challenged map in last year's elections. In October's oral arguments, the justices appeared willing to make it harder to challenge redistricting plans as racially discriminatory under the Voting Rights Act. Two conservatives joined the court's liberals in the 5-4 ruling. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.